The following is a presentation of Tomorrow's World.
In recent years, one of the most popular television programs was called Doomsday Preppers. Hundreds, if not thousands, expect catastrophic events to threaten civilization, and they want to be prepared. The National Geographic Channel, which carries this program, gives this background on its website. Quote, Doomsday Preppers explores the lives of otherwise ordinary Americans who are preparing for the end of the world as we know it. Unique in their beliefs, motivations, and strategies, preppers will go to whatever lengths they can to make sure they are prepared for any of life's uncertainties. And this season, the preppers are testing the limits of ingenuity as they develop extreme doomsday survival machines, high-tech shelters, and specialized escape routes. With customized features, super-secret locations, and homespun engineering, these extreme Armageddon defense systems are ready for anything, end of quote. My friends, God wants us to prepare for natural disasters and emergencies. He tells us in Proverbs 22, verse 3, and Proverbs 27, verse 12, a prudent man foresees evil and hides himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. But will armies, fortresses, and humanly devised strongholds protect you from World War III and Armageddon? You will need God's protection in the dangerous times ahead of us. Most importantly, you will need to prepare spiritually. We've seen numerous movies and videos depicting the end of the world and mankind's attempts to prevent cosmicide. You may have seen disaster movies such as Asteroid, The Day After Tomorrow, and Deep Impact. Will any of these scenarios become true in our lifetime? My friends, we can be deceived into thinking that these dramatic movies are totally unrealistic and that life will continue without any serious threat to planet Earth. How can you know the future? There is a source that you can completely rely on, the prophecies of the Bible. Regular viewers have proven to themselves that Bible prophecies have been fulfilled precisely, are being fulfilled right now, and will be fulfilled in shocking reality. Is there any hope for the future? Yes, there is. Your Bible guarantees a new world to come, the kingdom of God on earth. But you need to prepare for the real doomsday and Armageddon. Stay tuned. Greetings to all our friends around the world. The disciples of Jesus asked him in Matthew 24, verse 3, what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age, or the end of the world, as it is in the King James Version? They asked that question almost 2,000 years ago. Since it's been so long, skeptics say there have always been earthquakes, pestilences, wars, famines, so what else is new? What else is new, my friends, are the weapons of mass destruction. On August 6th and August 9th of 1945, atomic bombs obliterated the cities of Hiroshima and Nagasaki in Japan. The bombs exploded the equivalent of 15 and 20,000 tons of TNT, respectively. With temperatures above 10,000 degrees Fahrenheit and lethal radiation, more than 100,000 people were killed instantly, and another 100,000 or more died in the next few days from the effects of the two bombings. But that was just the beginning. When the Soviet Union tested its Tsar Bomba in 1961, this hydrogen bomb exploded with a force of 58 million tons of TNT, more than 3,000 times the power of the Hiroshima bomb. Today, military scientists also design powerful portable bombs. The so-called suitcase nuke has one-third the power of the Hiroshima blast, but can fit in a soldier's backpack or an airplane traveler's carry-on luggage. Since 1945, the world realizes the dangers of nuclear destruction. My friends, human nature, characterized by war and conflict, has not changed. Nations have not learned the lessons of history. In 1945, two atomic bombs ended the war in Japan. The nation of Japan surrendered unconditionally, ending World War II. In his victory broadcast from the USS Missouri, General Douglas MacArthur summarized the historic lesson of war. General MacArthur repeated these words in his farewell address to Congress on April 19, 1951.
Military alliances, balances of power, leagues of nations, all in turn failed, leaving the only path to be by way of the crucible of war. The utter destructiveness of war now blots out this alternative. We have had our last chance. If we will not devise some greater and more equitable system, Armageddon will be at our door.
Yes, our Armageddon will be at our door. Or as General MacArthur pronounced it, Harmageddon will be at our door. Will you be prepared for Armageddon and Doomsday? What does Bible prophecy reveal about the near future and your ultimate future? We'll answer that question on today's program, and we'll be offering you an eye-opening booklet that will help you in your study of Bible prophecy and help you personally prepare for the future. It's titled Armageddon and Beyond. Be sure to write down the contact information on your screen. You can also order this exciting free booklet on our website at tomorrowsworld.org. In January 2014, the International Business Times reported on the activity of some of the world's top nuclear scientists. Listen, quote, leading scientists have warned United Nations leaders that the planet is fast approaching doomsday and have demanded urgent action on climate change and nuclear weapons. The Science and Security Board of the Bulletin of Atomic Scientists said that Russia and the United States had to restart negotiations to reduce their number of nuclear weapons, to lower the alert level threshold, and to end missile defense programs. They also said that immediate action should be taken to address climate change and warned that the so-called doomsday clock stood at 5 minutes to midnight, unchanged for 2 years, end of quote. Yes, my friends, we are moving toward the symbolic midnight doomsday. Bible prophecy predicts a World War III and Armageddon. The nine nations possessing nuclear weapons of mass destruction have not disarmed. They are the United States, Russia, China, France, Israel, the United Kingdom, India, Pakistan, and North Korea. The Bulletin of Atomic Scientists comments on the global nuclear danger. Quote, failure to act on the Comprehensive Test Ban Treaty by leaders in the United States, China, Iran, India, Pakistan, Egypt, Israel, and North Korea, and on a treaty to cut off production of nuclear weapons material, continues to leave the world at risk from continued development of nuclear weapons. The world still has approximately 19,500 nuclear weapons, listen to this, enough power to destroy the Earth's inhabitants several times over, end of quote. My friends, Bible prophecy reveals the future. World conditions are now leading up to the prophesied Armageddon and World War III. You need to know the sequence of events that are right now beginning in end time prophecy. To help you prepare for this future and to help you in your study of prophecy, I would like to offer you this inspiring, informative free booklet titled Armageddon and Beyond. This exciting free booklet reveals the prophesied international conflicts and cosmic disturbances in clear-to-understand language. And the booklet also reveals the good news of life beyond Armageddon. Here in the center is a chart showing end-time prophetic milestones. They include the Great Tribulation, the heavenly signs, the Day of the Lord, and the Second Coming. You need to understand the sequence of prophetic events. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free copy of Armageddon and Beyond. Just ask for the booklet on Armageddon. You can also order this free booklet on our website at tomorrowsworld.org, or you can write to us at one of our regional addresses.
To view the Tomorrow's World telecast or request today's free offer, visit us online at tomorrowsworld.org. And remember to find us on Facebook and be sure to follow us on Twitter. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
In the first part of our program, we saw that serious scientists have set the doomsday clock to 5 minutes before midnight. The Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists gave this sobering warning, quote, "The world still has approximately 19,500 nuclear weapons, enough power to destroy the Earth's inhabitants several times over," end of quote. Because of all the doomsday movies and science fiction movies that portray the end of the world, cynics will ridicule and deride these scenarios. But we need to realize that Jesus' prophecy of the Great Tribulation will come true. If you have your Bible, turn to Ezekiel, the 5th chapter. Ezekiel is prophesying what will happen in the future to the house of Israel, even though Israel had gone into captivity more than 100 years previous. So this prophecy is for the descendants of the house of Israel, the American and British descended peoples, as we've explained on previous programs. This is called the prophecy of thirds. Ezekiel 5, verse 11. "Therefore, as I live, says the Lord God, surely because you have defiled my sanctuary with all your detestable things and with all your abominations, therefore I will also diminish you. My eye will not spare, nor will I have any pity. One third of you shall die of the pestilence and be consumed with famine in your midst. And one third shall fall by the sword all around you. And I will scatter another third to all the winds, and I will draw out a sword after them." Ezekiel also prophesies that the cities will be destroyed. Ezekiel 6, verse 6. "In all your dwelling places the cities shall be laid waste, and the high places shall be desolate, so that your altars may be laid waste and made desolate. Your idols may be broken and made to cease. Your incense altars may be cut down, and your works may be abolished. The slain shall fall in your midst, and you shall know that I am the Lord." Nuclear bombs can destroy many cities. The Cuban Missile Crisis of 1962 challenged the new United States President John F. Kennedy. Russia had transported nuclear missiles for deployment on the island nation of Cuba, just 90 miles from the U.S. coastline. The world envisioned nuclear war as the United States activated B-52 bombers ready to attack if necessary. The United States blockaded Cuba from any Russian shipping. Soviet Premier Khrushchev wrote to President Kennedy in a letter dated October 24, 1962, that the U.S. blockade of navigation in international waters and airspace constituted, quote, "an act of aggression propelling humankind," listen to this, "into the abyss of a world nuclear missile war," end of quote. The Russians finally agreed to remove the missiles after secret negotiations led to the removal of United States missiles from southern Italy and Turkey. Several historic documentaries on the Cuban Missile Crisis present the clear dangers of nuclear doomsday and Armageddon. We heard earlier in the program the warning from General Douglas MacArthur at the end of World War II.
"Military alliances, balances of power, leagues of nations, all in turn failed, leaving the only path to be by way of the crucible of war. The utter destructiveness of war now blots out this alternative. We have had our last chance. If we will not devise some greater and more equitable system, Armageddon will be at our door.
Just what is Armageddon? Your Bible guarantees that it is coming. What will be the result of that battle? Who will win that war? We'll answer that question in the next part of our program. But first, I'd like to offer you this exciting free booklet titled Armageddon and Beyond. You'll learn details about end time prophecy that you probably have never heard about before. You need this booklet. Be sure to order your free copy.
Today's offer is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. Visit us online at tomorrowsworld.org. Find us on Facebook, watch us on YouTube, and follow us on Twitter.
My friends, you and I need to examine ourselves. We need to prepare for the coming kingdom of God, and we need to prepare for Armageddon. What does the Bible say about Armageddon? As we pointed out on previous programs, the book of Revelation reveals end-time dramatic events leading up to the greatest event yet to occur in all human history, the return of Jesus Christ as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. This chart in our free booklet on Armageddon outlines the three major events leading up to the second coming. They are the Great Tribulation, the heavenly signs or cosmic disturbances, and the Day of the Lord. The Day of the Lord is the time of God's judgments on the nations. The Day of the Lord consists of seven trumpet events. Six of those events are described in chapters 8 and 9 of Revelation. Revelation 11 verse 15 describes the exciting seventh trumpet. Then the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, "The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of His Christ, and He shall reign forever and ever." How will the nations respond to that announcement? They will not want God's kingdom to rule over them. Notice Revelation 11, verse 18. "The nations were angry, and your wrath has come, and the time of the dead that they should be judged, and that you should reward your servants, the prophets and the saints, and those who fear your name, small and great, and should destroy those who destroy the earth." Instead of welcoming our Savior as King of Kings, the nations will want to fight against the returning Messiah, Jesus Christ. Turn in your Bible to Revelation chapter 16. Here we see the nations gathering to fight against Christ. At this point in time, God has been judging the nations with five of the seven last plagues or bowls. Revelation 16, verse 12. "Then the sixth angel poured out his bowl on the great river Euphrates, and its water was dried up, so that the way of the kings from the east might be prepared. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs coming out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are spirits of demons, performing signs which go out to the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty. The kings of the east move westward across the Euphrates to join other forces." Look on any world map and see where the Euphrates River is located. It begins in Turkey, passes through Syria, then through Iraq to the Persian Gulf. And what nations lie east of the Euphrates? Those nations include Iran, India, and China. The eastern armies combine with superpower armies from the west. The book of Revelation describes this gathering as the sixth of the seven last plagues. They gather at the place called in Hebrew, Armageddon. But then these armies move southward to Jerusalem to fight Christ there. Notice Joel 3 and verse 1. "For behold, in those days and at that time, when I bring back the captives of Judah and Jerusalem, I will also gather all nations and bring them down to the valley of Jehoshaphat, and I will enter into judgment with them there." My friends, all the armies of the world combined, all the nuclear weapons of the world combined, will be no match against the returning King of Kings, Jesus Christ. You can have confidence and faith that the Messiah will conquer all the evil forces of this world. Do you know where in your Bible you can read about the commander of heaven's armies and that great battle? Turn in your Bible to Revelation, the 19th chapter. Revelation 19, verse 11. "Now I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, And he who sat on him was called faithful and true. And in righteousness he judges and makes war. God Almighty has all the power in the universe. Who would dare to fight against Christ at his coming? Only nations deceived by Satan the devil. Listen to this description in verse 12 of our Savior and King. His eyes were like a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. He had a name written that no one knew except himself. He was clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, followed him on white horses. Now out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, that with it he should strike the nations. And he himself will rule them with a rod of iron. He himself treads the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And he has on his robe and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Yes, Jesus Christ will win the battle of the great day of God Almighty, or more commonly referred to as Armageddon. He will rule all nations, rebellious nations and cooperative nations. But who will rule with him? We'll answer that question in the conclusion of our program. But first, I'd like to offer you this exciting free booklet titled Armageddon and Beyond. This exciting free booklet will cover the sequence of prophetic events leading up to World War III and Armageddon. And it reveals the good news of life beyond Armageddon. What happens at the prophesied event called the Seventh Trumpet? Listen to these subtitles in the booklet. The Seventh Trumpet, War Against Christ. God will save doomed mankind. Beyond Armageddon and your personal future. You need to understand the sequence of prophetic events. Bible prophecy reveals your future and the future of the world. Be sure to request your exciting free booklet, Armageddon and Beyond. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free copy. You can also order your free booklet on our website at tomorrowsworld.org. Just ask for the booklet on Armageddon.
To view the Tomorrow's World telecast or request today's free offer, visit us online at tomorrowsworld.org. And remember to find us on Facebook and be sure to follow us on Twitter. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
When the final battle, the Doomsday War, takes place, rebellious nations will foolishly make war with the returning Messiah, Jesus Christ. And who will win that war? Revelation 17, verse 14 makes it plain. The Lamb will overcome them. Yes, Jesus Christ, as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, will win that war. Can you imagine the world's military forces firing nuclear missiles toward the heavens in an attempt to stop the returning King of Kings? The arrogant and deceived nations will meet their match. What will happen to puny human beings who think they can fight against God? Listen to this description in Zechariah 14, verse 12. And this shall be the plague with which the Lord will strike all the people who fought against Jerusalem. Their flesh shall dissolve while they stand on their feet. Their eyes shall dissolve in their sockets, and their tongue shall dissolve in their mouths. My friends, Jesus Christ will win that war, and then he will rule all nations and teach them the way to peace. Beyond Armageddon is good news. World history has demonstrated that mankind does not know the way to peace, but the Prince of Peace will teach all nations the way to peace. Human nature must be changed. General Douglas MacArthur realized that human character is the central issue.
we have had our last chance. If we will not devise some greater and more equitable system, Armageddon will be at our door. The problem basically is theological and involves a spiritual recrudescence and improvement of human character that will synchronize with our almost matchless advances in science, art, literature, and all material and cultural developments of the past 2,000 years. It must be of the Spirit if we are to save the flesh.
Yes, it must be of the Spirit if we are to save the flesh. My friends, the history of the world has demonstrated that apart from God's continual guidance, mankind will not transform its character to righteousness. Our Western nations need to repent of their godless way of life. It may be too late for your nation or country, but you personally can repent. You can be protected through the dangerous times ahead. Jesus tells us in Luke 21, verse 36, "Watch therefore, and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man." My friends, will you be prepared for Armageddon? Will you be prepared for the good news that lies beyond Armageddon? I stated earlier in the program that Christ will return with his army to conquer rebellious nations. And who will be with him? Notice again this inspiring prophecy in Revelation 17, verse 14, assuring us that Christ will conquer his enemies. These will make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb will overcome them. For he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and those who are with him are called, chosen, and faithful. Will you, my friends, be with him? There is a way of escape from the great tribulation and the coming doomsday in Armageddon. To help you find the way, be sure to study your Bible and the free booklet that will give you encouraging vision for the future. That is the best way to prepare for the future. There is a new world coming, the kingdom of God. May God help you to prepare and to prepare spiritually. Be sure to order your free copy of Armageddon and Beyond. It will give you the clear vision of the future from your Bible. We invite you to join us every week on Tomorrow's World program. Roderick Meredith and I will continue to share with you the teachings of Jesus Christ and the exciting end-time prophecies and their meaning. We also invite you to join our colleagues, Wallace Smith and Rod King. They'll continue to give you special perspectives on Bible prophecy, biblical truth, and Christian living. So be sure to join us again next week right here at this same time.
To view the Tomorrow's World telecast or request today's free offer, visit us online at tomorrowsworld.org. And remember to find us on Facebook and be sure to follow us on Twitter. The preceding program is produced by the Living Church of God.